Welcome to Aspire Girls Money Tips Session. We focus on the burning questions authors have so they can write better and sell more books. Let's go. Welcome to the Spa with Cheryl, Shah, and Trudy. This is a Spa Girls mini session. How do you build a newsletter list?
How do you build a newsletter list?
Well, we've got some simple steps for you. And the first one I'd like to talk about is Book Funnel. So if you haven't heard of Book Funnel, seriously, you need to get onto it. Book Funnel will save you so much time and it will give you so much information about who is joining your list and where from. So how do we use Book Funnel? We have to sign up to it. And then when we add our books, after that, we can add certain aspects of a book to send readers to something called a landing page. And the landing page could be anything. So we're going to talk about those next. Who's going to deal with that one?
I just want to put in, just while we're talking about Book Funnel, we're going to put a link in the show notes on, if you're listening or if you're watching this, had a really interesting interview with Damon Courtney from Book Funnel, who's the founder of Book Funnel, and he's an author and why he created it. And it really is a way, it's an excellent service and it's very cost effective. It is a paid service, but it's well worth it, particularly for building a newsletter list. So have a look in the links, or if you're on your phone and you're out walking and you cannot wait, once you finish this episode, go into the Spa Girls episode list and search for Damon Courtney or Book Funnel.
You can use all sorts of things. Like you can use an excerpt from your book, you can use an entire book, you can have multiple books. There can be all sorts of, you know, Book Funnel is an amazing service. It's lots of different ways. I mean, listen to that episode with Damon Courtney, basically, because he'll explain everything about it. So number two.
We love it. We all use it. Number two.
100%. Number two is provide a tasty sample, which is what you can use on Book Funnel, basically. So so this is reader magnets, essentially, which was, I believe, a term coined by Nick Stevenson back in the day. I don't think it got used before that. It was called magnets in other areas, and so a reader magnet is something that's going to entice readers in. So it might be at the back of one of your books, or it might be and you might use it in Book Funnel, you might have it in all sorts of different places, but it's just either a piece of writing, either a section or a, usually if it's a reader magnet, it's a shorter piece, so it's either the first chapter of a book that you want people to read, or it could be a bonus epilogue from a book that someone has just read. It could be a little section of text a chapter from the next book in a series. It could be, what other ones do you guys use?
I've heard of character interviews, maps, if it's like, particularly if it's like a fantasy. It's basically any kind of, I mean, it's like when you're walking through a store, isn't it, and they offer you a sample, a sample of the latest chocolate-covered pretzels, and you just know as soon as you've eaten that chocolate-covered pretzel sample that you're going to then go and buy the bigger bag.
I think it can also depend on what you're writing, because for myself, I write culinary cozy mysteries. So my reader magnet for my cozy mysteries at this time, because you can change it up, obviously, is a cookbook. All the recipes that are in the back of the books go into this. And then every time somebody can download it, they get all the recipes in one place.
That's really awesome.
I love that. And I've heard of like different scenes, like wedding scenes or engagement scenes, baby scenes, if you're writing romance.
What happens next?
Love that. People love that wedding scene when there's two characters, you know, the scene when they actually get married, or the scene when after the baby or whatever, like that kind of thing. But those are, I think, the most hooky ones for me are the ones where it's the next book in the series and you provide some kind of really, you know, if you're thinking about Universal Fantasies, something really buttery, something that's got a trope, and you kind of sit there and you go, oh my god, I have to go buy this next book, because that sounds amazing. And that's kind of what you're looking for, something that makes the, I mean, it is a newsletter sign up, but it has to be something that's so irresistible that they just did that, they want to be part of it.
Yeah, it does. It has to be something. So people are offering you their email address in return for this tasty sample. And I think it's kind of interesting to look at it at sort of both ends of the reader's experience of your book, if you like. So there's the tasty sample of here's what you can what's to come. So you could do a prequel or whatever for your series. And then if it's a reader, if they've read your book, you absolutely want them to sign up to your newsletter list. So you offer them like the wedding scene or the, you know, honeymoon, whatever, the end of it, sort of. So get them at both ends.
Yeah, and it's okay just to have one or two reader magnets as you start out. Certainly have one.
Yeah,
definitely. Because you can add to them as you go on, and they don't all have to be like, you know, a book. You don't have to give them even a novella or a short story. It can just be snippets. It can be a study on one of the characters, or a point of view of one of the characters from something that's already in the book.
That's a good one too. Writing
it's limitless.
I have one. My reader magnet is actually I call it the book of, what is it? The Shadow Archives.
Yes.
Shadow Archives. And it's actually all the short stories that I have, or novellas, across all of the series that I do. Because I got to a point where I was like having to send different people to different links, and I was managing 10 different automations, and it was all a bit confusing. So I just amalgamated it all into one thing and sent the, and they, and in some ways I like that, because it means that if they're reading one series and they've got a few stories from that, they can still dip into other books maybe. So it's kind of an opportunity there.
And I think
well.
And we've heard from a number of our kind of newer authors that it feels like, you know, you want me to do more work kind of thing, or more writing, but this is really well worth it. And we're going to, again, link to a lot of really great interviews we've done with some real newsletter experts in this. But your newsletter list is super, super, super important as an author for your author business, because it's your direct connection with your readers. You don't own social media, you don't own your social media sites, but your newsletter list is something that you, only you, will have, and it's for yourself. And it's really, of anything, it's really worth putting the effort into building this. So we'll talk about marketing in future minisodes, but that's why, if you're wondering why we're doing this, this is the why.
So number three, we've kind of almost covered it, Shah, haven't we?
Yeah, this is a sign ups on social media. And I think don't underestimate how far and wide you can put a link, whether it's to your website with where the newsletter sign up form is on there. It can be a simple form, or whether it's to your book funnel with your freebie, your book funnel landing page there. But make sure on everything that you do on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all your links, that kind of thing, and particularly your website, always have a way of people signing up to your newsletter list. That is the priority, is to get people signed up to your newsletter list. So don't think, oh, I'm bombarding people with this information because I've got it in 15 different places. No, you put it in 15 different places. Wherever you can, you put it there. Put it in your signature on your emails, that your your author emails that you're sending out. Tell the world, and have it in more than one place on your website as well, because often people only ever go to the front page, the first page, the home page. So make sure that it's there, it features there. So that's what I'd say for that.
Awesome.
So spread those sign ups far and wide.
Yes. and that's something I think it was one of the newsletter people told us about. You know, it used to be that it was 7 touches before someone would buy a book or buy something.
I don't know what it is now.
And
I need them to do more
research.
She
said at the time it was 30, like that, because we've 30. Gotten so used to
tuned out.
Yeah.
But actually,
So this is why.
Now it's so many.
You need to have it everywhere and show and tell about everything you do. So what's the fourth one, Cheryl?
That's putting your links in your books. And this is so important, because maybe they won't always get to the back of the book. So I put it in my book twice. I also put it in the front. So usually at the page where the blurb is, I'll put it at the bottom. After I put the links for all the books in the series after the blurb. So hook, blurb, list of the books in the series with the links added, which will actually only come through on the ebook anyway, and also the link for the sign up. And, you know, at the back of the book, after they've read whatever I'm giving them afterwards to encourage them to read on or read a new book, a link to the sign up for the newsletter. And if you're feeling really crazy, then you could add it at the bottom of your bio too. Because it is so important. It's you've got their attention.
That's
So
right.
why, you know,
Particularly
you
if
don't
they've
want to
got
ask
to the
them.
end of that book, right? They're a
Yes,
warm reader, like,
what is Shah got next for me? Or, you know, what's Trudy's, you know, has she got another one in the series? You know, I didn't see it at the beginning, but now I've seen here. Oh goodness, yeah, there is another book. And yeah, I really love it. I want to read it now. Do
Or
you
I
know what?
wonder what happens to them on that amazing trip that they won in the lottery at the end of the book, kind of thing, you know?
Even if you don't have a reader magnet, even just putting the link to the next book or the next thing, a link to the newsletter anyway. I just,
Yeah, you can call it a new release alert. So don't. The message you should take from this is make sure you have a newsletter list and have a link to sign up to it. How you get what you offer in that return for that could be just as simple as, hey, sign up here if you want to learn about when I've got my next book out or any other sales. Something like that as
Or maybe
well.
join my newsletter list for
Yeah.
updates and new releases and
Yeah.
Get them on there, get them connected to you as soon as you can,
And I think
basically.
most of us are used to signing up for things these days, aren't we? You know, I mean, email, who knew, is still really powerful. So it's sort of expected
And
now.
just remember that if people sign up and then they get what that you're giving them and then they unsubscribe, that's okay because they weren't actually going to be your long-term reader anyway. So, you know, don't get all caught up in the fact that, you know,
No,
you've got
don't
to have
become
these people for
obsessed.
life.
Okay,
Do
we
not
better get
become
on to the next
obsessed.
one. I'm
Yes,
completely
we
confused
better.
about which is my number, so I'm just going to go with the one that I had written for me, which was work with other authors. So this just means doing author swaps, finding other authors to like you might. Preferably in your genre, like you don't want to be swapping with someone who's in a completely different genre to you because that's kind of not going to help very much at all. You
No.
want people on your newsletter list who are fans of you and your genre. So telling a someone about that is that's not in your genre is not going to be helpful. And the best way to find other authors, we're going to talk about in a second with but other, you know, you might know people through connections or groups or things like that. So just find other authors in the right genre and go with that. So I think that's kind of all I can
Kind of,
think
we
of.
mentioned book suites before, but there are ways to build that you can join in what they call a newsletter builder. I haven't personally done this, Cheryl. I think you have
I
done
have
this
done
for
a book
BookFunnel.
sweep. It's not something that I do you know, in a close
Sorry, beg your
together
pardon, book
thing.
sweeps. I'm
Yes,
sorry, I said
yeah, book
BookFunnel.
sweep.
It's
Yeah,
book
book
suite. It's
sweep.
a
Well,
site
no,
called
BookFunnel
BookSuite,
does them too.
and
You can do
BookFunnel
that.
does it as
Yeah.
well.
But with book sweeps, so you're signing up with other authors and book sweeps is actually giving the prize, but the prize generally consists of your book as well as all of theirs. So it's a great way to get your book out there to people that you never have heard of and you wouldn't be able to gain access to unless you did it through them. And that's okay. That's okay to do it because a lot of those people will stay, a lot of those people won't. They're just out for the free book. And as long as you understand that this is not going to drag everybody in, then it's fine. It's just another way to build up numbers.
It's just a
I think
different
it's
kind of
important
reader,
to
right? Yeah.
Remember that when somebody unsubscribes, it's not personal. It just think of it as a numbers game, and you only want people on your newsletter list that actually want to receive email from you. So it's literally just it's a good thing.
And
It's a
as Trudy
healthy.
said, no, I was just going to say, as you said, Trudy, it needs to be genre specific. So even if you're going to another place to do a newsletter builder, make sure they're doing it for your genre and it's not encompassing all the genres.
So that was
And you don't.
number 7, 6-ish, I think. I
Yeah.
feel like sometimes we say that we're going to name seven things, and sometimes we na name 8 or 9, and sometimes
Yeah.
it's 6. And I think that is the
Everybody wins.
beauty of this marvelous.
I'm trying to
We're
keep us on track here,
filtered.
people. And we're kind of doing okay. We've just got one more to go, basically.
Okay, let's do
So,
it then.
Shah, quickly, do you want to talk about
So
running a
I
Facebook
think
ad?
if you in just remember, you don't have to do all these things all at the same time, but I think it is absolutely worthwhile running a Facebook ad, and it can be like a $5 a day ad to get people to sign up to your newsletter list. I think it's a worthwhile investment. It's a good way of testing Facebook advertising, and I would probably run it to your book funnel landing page if you've got one, or your website form there. You've got to have something that incentivizes people though for the sample, so you'd put that in the text. But you know, don't spend the mortgage on it.
No,
But you know,
no.
maybe run a $5 ad for a week and see how it goes. You know,
Yeah,
you
yeah.
only learn by actually trying these things, and you can
Exactly.
actually start out trying, and you might not, it might not work at all, but until you try, you don't know. And I
And
think
I think you have
keep
to,
a testing mindset is a good way of approaching it.
and you have to think about, like, when you run Facebook ads, for example, to sell books via Amazon, that's and you're watching closely all the ROI on how many books you're selling. This is a different kind of Facebook ad. This is a Facebook ad to get newsletter subscribers who you hope will buy your books and begin become engaged and everything like that. But you can't directly say that this person is definitely going to, buy your book in the same way. So it's not something that you
If
can kind of.
nothing else, it will put your author name in front of other people, right? And so
Yeah.
it might not, you might not see dividends paying off even in newsletter signups, but you never know. When that person's on Amazon next and they see your name again, like Trudy was saying before about the different touches, sometimes, you know, that all contribute, well, not sometimes, that all contributes to that. But only ever, this is our absolute mantra, no matter on what kind of advertising we're talking about here, is don't go into debt to do this. You know,
Only spend
always
what you can afford.
only spend. It's like when I go and play blackjack at the casino once a year, I only take what I can afford, and I think there's my night out, and that's what I did. And
I
I
never knew
think approaching this that way.
that. And there you have it, Shah's
Yeah.
deepest, darkest
There's my
secret
tips for
laid
you.
there.
Gambling
Oh
tips,
my
advertising
gosh.
tips,
Well, I
newsletter
think
tips.
we're all done here. So I
Yeah, I
want
think
to
we
thank
are.
everybody for joining us in the spa for another mini session. And we will be
Yeah.
back very, very soon with something else.
See you
Thank you
next
very
time.
much. Bye.
Bye.